Okay, so Paul Bocaus, you know him, ex-Zelda, ex-Typefox, just launched a company called Renaissance Geek to commercialize Impeccable, which is basically a design enforcement layer for AI coding agents. A, 16Z is backing it, and there's a GitHub partnership attached.
Right, I saw that. And before you get excited...
I'm not excited yet. I'm saying it.
Sure. The pitch is that AI-generated code works fine, the UI layer breaks, spacing, alignment, font stacks, token mismatches. So Impeccable sits on top with 44 deterministic detector rules catching the boring stuff before review.
Exactly. And the GitHub repo confirms it. One skill, 23 commands, live browser iteration, 44 rules. It's not vibes checking design, it's rule-based.
Which is the smart part. Deterministic beats another LLM pass for visual corrections. Cheaper, faster, catches the 80% of agent mistakes that are basic stuff, not taste.
Right. And from a PM angle, this is the thing. When the model breaks visual rules, you don't want a human catching it in code review. You want it caught before review even happens. That changes the workflow.
Okay, but here's where I get twitchy. The GitHub partnership.
Here we go.
No, listen. Partnership is a spectrum. It could mean detectors ship as default checks inside Copilot workflows, which is huge. Or it could mean there's a button buried three menus deep that nobody clicks, which is a marketing slide, not a distribution win. We don't know yet.
Okay, fair. But even the spectrum is progress. A year ago, nobody was talking about design quality for agent output at all. GitHub engaging on this is the meta signal.
Agreed on the meta signal. The problem is real enough that GitHub wants a piece. That's not nothing. But I'm not flipping on the lock-in risk. This is the same blueprint that's really a funnel move, as NVIDIA's OpenClaw thing. Soft vendor capture dressed up as openness.
Mm-hmm. And if detectors get baked into Copilot defaults, enterprises on other stacks have to migrate or write their own rules. 44 rules is a moat if it's the default.
Yeah. So my read is, buy the problem, hold the partnership language. If in 3 months we see detectors running as default checks in Copilot PR flows, then it's a real win. If not, it's a logo on a slide.
I can live with that. And honestly, the part I like is that it's rule-based. It's not trying to teach agents taste. It's catching spacing. That's a solvable problem. That's why I'm in.
The lowest bar in design, and you're celebrating it.
I am celebrating it. Because bot shipping a button with no padding is what I see in every demo. This fixes that.
Okay, fine. Genuinely useful. I just don't want us calling it a partnership win when we don't know what partnership means yet.
Deal. Watch the defaults, not the press release.
Right.
Anyway, if you're a PM watching agents ship broken UIs into your codebase, the repo's open. You can pull it and run the detectors locally today. That's the part nobody's talking about. You don't have to wait on the GitHub thing to get value.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Local first is how you actually evaluate whether the rules match your design system before you're locked into anyone's defaults.
Exactly. Okay, I'm calling it. Renaissance Geek, Impeccable, GitHub partnership pending verdict, detectors work, we'll know in 3 months. Go check the repo, Cody.
I'll add it to the list, right after I finish doom prepping for whatever partnership means this time.
You're exhausting. Talk Wednesday.
Wednesday.